how are you when it comes to recycling? Because most of us have formed the simple habit of separating our rubbish from our plastic, paper, glass, and cans. But what about food waste? Recycling food waste doesn't only present a benefit to the environment, but also vast economic opportunities. So why do most of us still not recycle our food scraps? To help us answer this question, I'm joined by Peter Oler, who's the National Executive Officer of the Australian Organics Recycling Association. Peter, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Willie. My pleasure.
Why is it so important for us to recycle our food waste?
Oh, there's a myriad of reasons. First and most obviously, it's too valuable to go to waste, quite literally. It's a product that has a lot of energy in it and can be used, if not to feed people, then to feed animals. Or if not that, then it can be recycled. And of course, being an organic waste, it's fully recyclable and used again to produce new product. The beauty of composting as a way to reduce food waste is it's a natural process. So it is really the exemplar of a circular economy.
What are councils and governments doing to make it easier for us to recycle our food waste?
Well, from the point of view of the organics recycling industry, the answer is it's improving, but there's still not enough being done. The key to recycling at a high level is to get past those who are inherently committed to create systems and dynamics that make it easy for everyone to do it. And we're not quite there yet in most parts of Australia. Nationally, our organics recycling rate is just over 50%. And we think that over time, by about 2030, we should and could get that to around 95%. So roughly doubling what we do now.
Yeah, right. Okay, so only sort of half of households are doing their organic recycling, organic food scraps recycling.
Well, in fact, it's a little less than that because in most cases, there's no easy way to recycle. About half of households in Australia don't yet have access to a green bin collection, for example. So the rollout of FOGO collections, food organics, garden organics collections, is one of the things that we're pushing for both in each state and nationally, and that's an important starting point. And within that, making it easy for people to recycle food. So things like local recycling centres, local composting centres, information about how to home compost, but even at a greater level, how to do things like have a kitchen caddy, what bags you can use for that, so it can go into that so-called FOGO collection. All of that's about community education, but it's also about systems and structures that are mandated through state plans, state government plans, but largely delivered through local government actions.
Yeah, right. Because we got a letter in the mail towards the end of last year from our council, and it was you could apply for like a caddy, a little caddy bin for your benchtop for your food organics and recycling, or you could get bags. And I didn't realise that hasn't gone out to everyone. Why is not every suburb getting that?
Because we have over 500 councils in Australia, and in truth, each one of those has a discrete and different approach to how it does organics recycling, if it does organics recycling at all. Some states are better than others. New South Wales has improved really rapidly over the last 4 or 5 years, so it's probably one of the shooting stars in terms of its performance. But there are states, for example, like Queensland and Western Australia, where by and large there's very few areas that have green recycling available. So there's massive variance between different parts of the country and even within individual states.
So recycling your food waste is good for the environment, but how can it benefit the economy?
Well, the beauty of this is that it is quite an intensive process, even though it's a natural process that's industrialised. So you look at the current organics recycling industry. There's nearly 5,000 jobs It pays nearly $400 million wages to those staff. And it's a well-paying industry. It pays well above the national average wage. It provides around $720 million in direct industry value add to the economy. So it's an industry that really does well economically for the nation. But I guess even more importantly, it does incredible things environmentally. That the current recycling of organic waste into compost and mulch takes about 3.8 million tonnes of CO2 out of our atmosphere. So that's a really big contribution. That's about the same as planting 5.7 million trees or nearly 880,000 cars off the road.
Oh, wow.
So it's a really big environmental contribution too.
Yeah, so it's not just like each council has their own big worm farm. It's like, where does the organic waste actually go?
In terms of the industry, it's almost an industrialised process, but it's the industrialisation of a natural process. There can be a lot of technology involved in some of the bigger compost facilities, and some of that technology is quite remarkable. Obviously, it has to deal with things like contamination from plastics, which is a big problem in our industry, that the feedstock often comes in with some plastic contamination.
Yep.
So as an industry, we're pushing hard for the banning of single-use, non-compostable plastics. We think that would help really significantly to grow the national organics recycling rate. But beyond that, it's a process that effectively replicates the natural process of breakdown and the creation of a new product that can be applied to soils and really help with things like soil productivity, desalination, water retention, drought mitigation, and so on. It's a really valuable end product with a lot of demand for it.
Peter, one last question before I let you go. What's your vision for the future? What does food waste recycling and the industry look like in Australia in, let's say, 10 years' time?
Well, in simple terms, we'll have gone to a point where we are the world's best country for organics and food recycling. But we think we can get to a point where roughly 95% of the organics and green waste we produce is either reduced or reused or recycled. And you would end up with roughly a doubling of those economic environmental benefits that I mentioned earlier. And we'd have very little food waste in Australia.
Peter, thank you so much for your time. I think it's a really important issue and I look forward to us kind of improving in that area as a society as a whole. Thank you so much.
So do we, Willie. Appreciate your time. Bye.
Bye.